You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Travel Show. My name is Chris Robinson and this week I'll be taking you to a destination that has so much to offer that we can barely do it justice in the next hour. It's Ireland and it's packed with unique experiences from spectacular landscapes to vibrant cities. The warmth of the people and the vibrancy of its culture are truly legendary. And this is a country with a packed calendar of festivals and events to keep you entertained 365 days a year. No wonder there are record numbers of Canadian visitors heading to the Emerald Isle. It's never been easier either, thanks largely to Aer Lingus, rated Ireland's only four-star airline and now flying new Airbus A330 planes on the Toronto to Dublin route. Well, I always love talking about Ireland, so let's get the party going right away and meet our two expert guests in the studios with me today, Dana Welsh, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland, and Mary Heron, Regional Sales Manager Canada for Aer Lingus. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Chris. Excited to be here again.
Well, it's always great to talk with you guys about Ireland. And it's really important, Dana, to think about Ireland as a great destination, of course, but not just in the summer, in the spring and in the fall as well.
Absolutely, Chris. So the weather is certainly much milder in Ireland than it would be here in Canada in the fall and into the winter, of course. And we have such an exciting events and festivals calendar, you know, 365 days a year. So there's always something going on. So it's a year-round destination, absolutely.
And the weather can be remarkably lovely in both spring and in the fall in Ireland.
Absolutely. I've been in December many times, and the weather is much more temperate than it would be here, definitely. And, you know, those the museums and all of the heritage and culture activities that are still on offer and with much shorter lines at that time of year.
And so much going on in the next 6 months.
Yes, definitely. As I mentioned, that events and festivals calendar right throughout the year. We have the Galway Oyster and Spirits Festival coming up. We have Bram Stoker Festival. We have Halloween Festival. And then you get into Tradfest coming up in January. So events and festivals throughout the year.
Okay, I want to be talking more about some of those later on in the show. But Mary, let's bring you in here because Aer Lingus is truly making it so easy to get to Ireland.
We're very excited this year. We've got the new Airbus A330-300 series, which is much nicer aircraft. I'm
They're
so happy
aircraft.
To have that.
Yeah.
And actually, a little known thing about Aer Lingus is how many destinations we actually fly to. Over 80 destinations across Ireland, Great Britain, continental Europe. And we have year-round service from Toronto. And because of the increase in the new aircraft, we're putting on an extra flight in the winter. Seats to Ireland have increased by 96%. So I'm delighted to say Canada is really supporting Aer Lingus.
Now, that is quite remarkable. And beyond the flights, the Aer Lingus Vacation Store is going to take care of booking tours and accommodation once you arrive in Ireland.
Yes, actually, we've got a really nice offering of vacations that are available. They can be purchased online, very good value. And we basically have a lot of different types of packages that would suit almost anyone, depending on what they want to do.
Dana, I think some of the most mystical experiences a visitor can have are to be found in Ireland's ancient East. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So Ireland's ancient East is really, it's a wonderful opportunity to experience 5,000 years of European history in a really compact area. So we have the Viking heritage, Christian heritage, all in that one location. And also, you know, visitors can kind of get off the beaten path and explore at their own pace, but in particular, discover tombs older than the pyramids, the Viking settlement and castles and fortresses, and also to hear some of the stories and the legends from some of the friendly locals in that area.
Now, when you were talking about 5,000 years, I mean, that in itself, you've got to pause and think about that. That is prior to the pyramids of Egypt being built.
Yes, absolutely. So Newgrange, which is the ancient tomb, is in fact older than the pyramids. And to your point, that 5,000 years, it kind of does blow your mind in terms of the incredible history that's there. So ancient men, early Christians, medieval lords, and colonial settlers and their descendants have all been seduced by those lush green and fertile lands.
Yeah. You talked about legends and stories too. That seems to me so much a part of the Irish culture.
Absolutely. And to hear those stories, you know, you can read about it, but to hear those stories from the locals there, there's nothing like that. And it's where saints converted kings at the Rock of Cashel, Kilkenny Castle changed hands for a song, and Iron Age victims were surrendered to Loughborough Bog. So lots of wonderful history there.
And the Vikings too. I mean, as a kid, I was brought up on all these great mm-hmm. stories of the Viking raids, etc. It all comes to life in Ireland.
Absolutely. And you have you know, there's the holy, the monastic site of Glendalough, which is just beautiful and stunning. You can go for a walk around there and take in the history that way. So wonderful, wonderful options there.
Now, Aer Lingus and the vacation store make it not only easy to get to Ireland, but once you get there, to actually show off some of this wonderful history.
Yeah, well, one of the tours is Discover Ireland's Ancient East, and a self-drive through Dublin, Kilkenny, Waterford, Cork and Wicklow, some of the beautiful areas of Ireland. I hate to say some of the nicest because they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
But Ireland's Ancient East is really authentic. And you visit the local towns and meet with the local people into the villages. With this 6 or 8 night package, you can actually try local produce in Kilkenny, discover the wealth of history in Waterford, and relax in the luxury of the most beautiful 5-star Powers Court Hotel.
Oh, yes. One of the world's best.
Yeah, it's lovely. And included in that is your round-trip economy class fare to Dublin, 6 nights hotel, car rental for the duration, plus all the tours and sightseeing. And some of the highlights would be Kilkenny, touring the Waterford treasures, the Viking Triangle, and also just the city itself, its rich history. And of course, until you try the Powers Court, there's nothing more could be said about that.
Yes.
And it's located in the Garden of Ireland. Kilkenny Castle is also the perfect place to bring a picnic lunch and just enjoy the surroundings.
Perfect. And Dana, another spectacular part, of course, of the island of Ireland is the Irish coastline. Mm-hmm. And particularly, one of my favourite parts is the Causeway Coastal Route in Northern Ireland.
Yes, absolutely. So the Causeway Coastal Route really runs between Belfast and Derry, Londonderry, and it's really a kaleidoscope of natural wonders along that route. So you have imposing cliffs and bubbling mountain streams and gushing waterfalls. So it also takes you through the Glens of Antrim, which kind of, you know, switches back through, and just stunning views of the coastline along there. And along the way, you could stop off and visit the Gobbins, which is a dramatic coastal cliff path walk along the edge of the Irish Sea.
That's reopened, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And a good opportunity to visit there, or take in some of the Game of Thrones sites as well. Right. Some of those stunning locations that feature in the series there. You have places like Mussenden Temple and otherwise. So much to see and do along the way there. And of course, the Giant's Causeway, so the stunning,
which is world renowned UNESCO World Heritage Site, and just an amazing
so much to see and do there.
Yeah. Now, it's not just, of course, the Northern Ireland coast, because Ireland also has the longest defined coastal driving route in the world. So
absolutely.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, and it's remarkable to think, you know, we don't have a huge island in and of itself, but has the world's longest defined coastal touring route, and it's stunning. So 2,500 kilometers, runs along the edge of the rugged wild Atlantic Way there, and you know, so many places to stop and visit along the coast. But places like Skellig Michael, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well, and features in Star Wars, and you also have Donegal, which was named the coolest place on the planet by National Geographic. So just not on your list. It should be now, as the coolest place on the planet. So, so many places to visit along the way.
Yeah, I mean, that coastline is just incredible. And for any readers of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I do believe that coastline was actually designed by Slarty Bartfast. It is amazing. Now, if you want to find out more about Ireland, you can go to the website, which is simply ireland.com.
Ireland.com, you got it.
Doesn't get much simpler than that. And for Aer Lingus, Mary, you can check out
aerlingus.com.
And there's also, of course, the vacation store site.
Aerolingusvacationstore.com.
I love these simple names for websites. So very simple. Of course, as always, you can find the website links, phone numbers and reference information for all that you hear about on today's show. It's going to be posted at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com as well. Now, don't go away. After a quick break, we're going to be going golfing in Ireland at a time when Canada maybe is under 3 feet of snow. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Zoomer Radio and Curtain Call Entertainment present Welcome to Nashville. The Burlington Performing Arts Center becomes the Ryman Auditorium for one day only, Friday, September 22nd. Join us as we take you back in time to Nashville and a date with Minnie Pearl, Hank Williams, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. Welcome to Nashville at the Burlington Performing Arts Center, September 22nd. Y'all come down now, you hear? For tickets, call 905-681-6000.
We had a lot of rain this summer.
But it's always hot savings from Julio at Pollux Carpet Market.
I'm Julio.
Julio's forecast is no high pressure.
Because there's no commission salespeople at Pollux.
No commissions, no pressure.
And no warehouse fees.
Meaning you can save hundreds on your next Pollux purchase.
Just arrived from Belgium.
A full container of gorgeous wool broadloom.
The biggest deals on Roncesvalles.
Consumer's Choice Award winner.
Pollux Carpet Market.
Labor Day reminds us of the collective action of workers who created unions, built the middle class, gave us the weekend, parental leave, and pensions. The Provincial Building and Construction Trades Council of Ontario will continue to strengthen and enforce rules that protect worker safety and fight for good jobs with a fair wage that working Canadians can depend on to secure meaningful income that supports families and communities. A special Labor Day message from the Provincial Building and Construction Trades Council of Ontario, the voice of Ontario's construction workers.
They say a good deal is hard to find. Now, we don't know who they are, but they obviously haven't been looking very hard. Because at Fido, you can get fast and reliable home internet starting at just $35 a month. Modem rentals included, and it's so easy to install, you don't need a technician. So, good deals are hard to find? Nuh-uh. Visit a Fido store or call 1-833-DIY-FIDO. And while you're at it, ask about our student offers. Fido, go get it.
Frustrated by the amount you pay to the CRA?
Janice Honeyman, Portfolio Manager, Mackey Research Capital.
Making sure your investments are performing well is crucial. But equally important is ensuring your portfolio is tax efficient. When you deal with me, you have access to all of the tools available, including tax planning, financial planning, independent and conflict-free portfolio management without any in-house product.
To meet with Janice, call 416-860-7781.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
He's been there, done that, and wants to go back. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where we're exploring the Emerald Isle. With a mild climate year-round, Ireland is a destination to consider outside of the peak summer months, especially if you're a golfer who wants to play beyond Canada's pitifully short golfing season. Did you know that over 400 golf clubs, including a third of the world's natural links courses, are to be found in Ireland? And now that Aer Lingus has such frequent flights to Dublin, you can consider the vibrant and exciting cities of Dublin and Belfast for short city breaks. With their new Aer Lingus vacation store, they can help you with much more than just the flights alone and also book car rental and hotels and tours. So to guide us around as we explore the Emerald Isle today, I'm joined on the show by Mary Heron, Regional Sales Manager Canada for Aer Lingus, and by Dana Welsh, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland. Well, Dana, Ireland is truly buzzing these days all year round, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And we know there's that one main festival that people, I'm sure, comes top of mind, which is St. Patrick's Day and the festival around that. But we do have that full calendar of unique festivals throughout the year. So there's literally hundreds of them, from food to music to matchmaking. It's a great way to meet the friendly locals. So no matter what time you visit, there's guaranteed to be something going on.
Yeah, I was really privileged to actually attend a St. Patrick's Day in Dublin a few years ago. And it was so memorable.
Yeah, I think that's on many people's bucket bucket list, so you're very lucky there. That's great.
Well, with such a strong cultural heritage, it's not surprising that Ireland has festivals celebrating all kinds of artistic endeavour too. Give us a flavour, perhaps, of one or two of those.
Absolutely. So the ones that we have, coming up, there's so many of them. It's hard to pick just a few. But coming up over the next little bit, in that culture vein, we have the Wexford Festival, the Opera Festival, taking place in October. We have the Bram Stoker Festival in October. We also have Halloween, which I know we're going to get to later.
Oh, yes.
I won't spoil that now. But then we also have the New Year's Eve Festival taking place in Dublin. And then, of course, as we get into January, we have Tradfest, which is a focusing on the traditional music, but in some really unique venues as well. So lots of fun there.
Great. And I want to talk about music a little later on in the show too. But Mary, I think a city break in Ireland outside of high season now makes perfect sense, and you can take in some of these wonderful festivals at the same time.
Absolutely, and the shoulder periods are the great time to go. You have great airfares, the hotels are less crowded, depending on the festival you're going to attend, of course, but car hire is simple, it's easy, and it's a really good time to go. And the weather's nice too.
Yeah, it so often is at that time of year, and I was going to mention the value, because I do think there's never been a better time in terms of value for money to go to Ireland.
Absolutely, and more and more people are discovering Ireland. It really is a fun place to be. And getting there on Aer Lingus is even nicer.
It's not the moment you get on the plane here in Toronto. I love it.
I mean, in 6 hours, you're there. And if you've got a good tailwind, you're there in 5.5.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. It's the closest part of Europe to us here in Canada.
Yeah.
So very short flight by comparison to other European flights. Mm-hmm. Dana, what about Dublin? A city break in Dublin. What would you suggest you do?
Oh, so many things on this. It's too hard to pick. But, in terms of the festivals that we talked about, so there's the Temple Bar piece, Tradfest, coming up in January. But, places to visit, we have Trinity College and the Book of Kells. And I think been there, Chris, in the long room. When you walk up there and see that, it's just breathtaking.
There are some places you go to that are forever imprinted on your memory, and that's
absolutely
one of them.
It is.
And to see the Book of Kells, it's
amazing.
Yeah, it's spiritual.
It should be on everyone's list. And you could take in Epic Ireland, which is a dramatic, it's a new visitor attraction, an opportunity to explore the impact that the Irish have had abroad and the immigration stories of 10 million really journeys across the globe. So that's definitely one to visit, and there's an opportunity for them to help you explore your ancestry there as well. So one to be on the list if you're looking to explore your ancestry. You could take in the Jameson Distillery or some of the stunning views of the Gravity Bar at the Guinness Storehouse there. It's a beautiful view of the city,
which is still the number one tourist attraction.
Definitely. And then exploring a hidden gem like the Little Museum of Dublin. It's right off Stephen's Green there and tells the remarkable story of the Irish capital. And it's a popular one based on ratings on TripAdvisor as well. So a great spot to stop in.
And just 2 hours drive away up north or train is Belfast.
Yes, absolutely. It is just a short drive. You just turn left out of the airport and a short 2 hour drive and you're there. And there's so much to see and do in Belfast. And if you haven't been, it definitely one to visit. So we have the Titanic Belfast Visitor Centre, which I know you've been to, Chris.
Stunning.
When you remember, so much to see and do just at the Visitor Centre itself. You can take in the SS Nomadic beforehand and then going to the Visitor Centre itself, perhaps afternoon tea by the Titanic Grand Staircase. Who doesn't want to take that in, of course? Or you could join in on the Belfast Food Tour, which is a great way to meet some of the friendly locals, explore a bit about the food, the heritage and culture with a lady by the name of Caroline Wilson. There's a brilliant tour.
Right. And Belfast, of course, is a pretty good spot to base yourself if you want to play some golf.
Definitely. As you mentioned, so in Ireland, we have 1/3 of the world's links courses, and Northern Ireland is definitely a popular destination for golf. So there's some challenging fairways really throughout the Emerald Isle there, and our lush green island was made for golf courses.
Truly. Any tips for golfers?
I think you would want to really maximize that time. I know I've heard stories of many golfers that will book their flights, come in early on the Aer Lingus flight. You land about 5:30 and be able to get to the course that day and get in a full day of golf before you even hit your hotel. So I think there's opportunities there to maximize that time frame. And I think most clubs offer special rates for visitors, and be sure to ask about any special offers that they might have there.
Well, Mary, let's talk about that, because the Aer Lingus Vacation Store really is a great place to go to if you're trying to organise a golfing vacation in Ireland.
We have a few golf tours mentioned on the vacation store. And, everything is included. You can, book the trip, enjoy tea times at Lahinch, Druids Glen and Port Marnock. And you get the airfare, manual size, full size car for the duration, 6 nights hotel, and you can extend that if you want to stay a little longer. And 3 rounds of golf are actually included in that as well. And some of the highlights of that trip, of course, just playing in Ireland at one of the best courses probably in the world, the 4-star Old Ground Hotel in Ennis. It's an 18th century manor house, so that in itself is worth the journey. After 18 holes, you can relax at the beautiful accommodations or venture out into the scenic west coast. You can take a trip to the Cliffs of Moher or the Burren National Park. The 5-star Druids Glen Resort is perfect for golfers. You have 2 rounds of golf in the east of the country, plus you're staying close enough to be able to explore Dublin. So after your golf, have a quick shower and off to the nightclubs in Dublin.
or then at the 19th hole, perhaps.
Yes, absolutely. So in Ireland, we're known for the 19th hole, and it's really a good opportunity to kind of get to know the friendly locals after that and join in the crack, as we would say, or the fun. So a great opportunity there.
And golf clubs. If you want to take your golf clubs, Aer Lingus is quite handy for that too.
Yes. If you're traveling in business class, we allow 3 free pieces of luggage, and one of those can be your golf club sports bag. Mm-hmm. If you're traveling in economy, it's part of your overall free baggage allowance, which is £50 or 22 kilograms. So
even that is pretty generous with airlines these days. Talk about business class too, because if you want to treat yourself a little bit, that's a great way to go with Aer Lingus.
It is. And, we've got so many good fares coming on the market that traveling in business class, it's really, it's very affordable, probably more so than what people think.
Yeah.
So if you go on to the Aer Lingus website, I'm sure you'll probably be pleasantly surprised. And we've got a brand new unique seating in business class. So whether you're traveling with a friend or if you're traveling on your own for business, perhaps, some seats have only one. And on the other aisles, you have 2 seats. So it depends if you want to have company or if you want to do some business, and lots of room to work around and lots of facilities with it too. And we've got great dining options, and most of our menus are actually designed by Clodagh McKenna, who's a celebrity chef, well-known Irish chef. Mm-hmm. And so the food is excellent. So whatever you want to do in business class, basically, you have it. Free Wi-Fi, you get your own plug-in at your seat, lots of entertainment. So
treat yourself.
Before you know it, you're in Ireland.
Plan your trip to Ireland by visiting ireland.com. The Aer Lingus website is airlingus.com, and there's also airlingusvacationstore.com. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be hearing about Halloween festivals in the country that actually invented Halloween. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, invites you to discover Ireland all year round. Ireland is always in season. Fly from Toronto or from 15 connection cities in Canada to Ireland. Aer Lingus will fly you there in affordable comfort. Travel November through March from Toronto to Dublin from $579 per person round trip. Visit Ireland.com to start planning your trip. Then get the latest deals from AerLingus.ca. Jump into Ireland.
You can't enjoy your outdoor living spaces when your home has unsightly green and black stains in need of cleaning. Why scrub when you can spray and forget? Spray and Forget, the revolutionary no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates stains from mold, mildew, algae, moss, and lichen. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more without pressure washing, brushing, or rinsing. Make your home and your outdoor living spaces brilliant again with Spray and Forget. Look for the yellow label.
Your doctors and family agree that you can't work, and still your long-term disability insurer denies your claim. I know that the stress of the denied claim is making you worse, so what are you going to do? My name is Aaron Waxman, and if your insurer has denied your claim for any reason, call me at 416-661-4878. And don't worry about upfront legal fees, because there are none. At my law firm, my lawyers only get paid when you get paid. And before you call, you should always remember that there are no bad questions. 416-661-4878 or on your cell phone at #LTD.
Nice business card. I wish my company had its own design department.
It's not bad.
Of course, the work of a graphic designer, a real pro. I should have guessed. It's got that sleek, professional look. So who did you use?
Vistaprint, actually, and I did them myself. 500 cards for just $9.99.
You did these online? For less than 10 bucks?
That's right. I just selected them from their templates, customized the look I want with their easy-to-use design tools, uploaded my logo, and presto.
So, you're not a big company?
Shh, don't tell.
Are you ready to give your business a professional, high-quality look for just $9.99? Then go now to Vistaprint.ca and explore our range of professional templates, each customizable to fit your unique style. Satisfaction guaranteed. Because what you hand out should make you stand out. But hurry, this offer won't last long. To get 500 professional business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.ca today and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.ca, promo code 9090.
Looking back is what this night is all about.
Fine and baby, baby, won't you please come home?
With Robbie Lane and the Disciples, the Dreamboats, and special guest Keith Hampshire. Get your tickets now for the Mississauga Living Arts Center Live Rock and Roll Spectacular on September 30th. A Looking Back Retro Music Concert. We look forward to seeing you there. Call 905-306-6000 or go to livingartcenter.ca.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
Seeing the world through your radio. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where today we are exploring Ireland and its rich offerings for visitors all year round. Ireland is much more accessible now for Canadians as Aer Lingus fly their new Airbus A330 aircraft year-round from Toronto to Dublin, with excellent connections too from Montreal. The richness of Irish culture and the wonderful storytelling traditions will enhance any vacation in Ireland. No wonder Ireland has starred in things like Game of Thrones, Star Wars, and many more besides. And did you know, for instance, that the Halloween legends actually originated here in Ireland? It's Ireland's most ancient festival, and it originated as the Celtic New Year. And our storytellers in the studios with us today are Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland and Mary Heron with Aer Lingus. And for this part of the show, we're also joined by Jacqueline Worski, who is a festivals and events manager at the Derry Londonderry Halloween Festival. Jacqueline, welcome to the Travel Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a delight to be speaking to you over there in Ireland, of course, where you've got to tell us a little bit about this idea of Halloween and how it came to originate in Ireland.
Yes, Halloween was founded in Ireland, would you believe? And it the old word for Halloween is Samhain, so it's a Samhain celebration. So really it came from the end of the harvest season. And really, as you said, it's the old Celtic traditions. So we embraced it here in the city, and everybody in Ireland celebrates Halloween, and really because it's so rich of storytelling, fantasy, fun, and imagination, we really harness it and bring it to the fore in Ireland.
Well, you certainly do that, of course, at the Derry Londonderry Halloween Festival. It sounds like a ton of fun. Tell us all about it.
Yes, well, it started, would you believe, 31 years ago this October. And really, it came about because of the community. The community have a brilliant skill set of making clothes and making shirts. It was an old shirt-making city. We had tens of of shirt making factories. So what the locals did was they embraced that skill and started making their own Halloween costumes. Now, you're not basically they would whip up these costumes months in advance, and really what was happening was more and more people were getting involved. Everybody was dressing up. So the council where I work basically embraced it, and we made a festival out of it, and that was 31 years ago. So really, and we're still celebrating, and it's last year we were voted the top destination in the world, would you believe, for Halloween by USA Today. So we were delighted with that accolade, and we, our festival, our theme is out of this world, because we know we're out of this world in terms of celebrating Halloween. So, but it was rooted in the community, and that's why it's so strong.
So if I was to attend this festival, what would I see and experience?
Yes, well, we talk about, there's six reasons why anybody would come to Derry, Londonderry, to spend Halloween, and that's the costume and the colour. It really is about the people themselves, because, you know, you don't just dress up individually, you dress up as a family, so they all have family themes. So everybody that's out in the streets on Halloween night itself is dressed up, and that is so unique. You're actually out of place if you're not dressed up. So people absolutely love that. The other thing we talk about is that they come for the scares, the fantastic thrills and the brilliant programming. We have such a creative culture here. And basically people, various different venues put on performances, animation. This year, this October, there's going to be a sunken spaceship in our Peace Garden, which is right beside the Guild Hall. And that will run for 3 weeks in the run-up to Halloween. So you can experience there's aliens that will have landed, there's drones, that will be many spaceships that will come. So, and then we also, in the run-up to Halloween, have, I don't know if you know the city, we have 400-year-old historic city walls. Mm-hmm. So we bring them to life in the 3 days in the run-up to Halloween. And what we say is we awaken the walls. So that basically is a half a mile of the walls around. We basically animate with fire, with light, with performance. And people love it. They really, really embrace it. So there is so much to do. And everybody gets involved, from small cafes to taxi men. You'll be delivered to your venue by a vampire, not just a normal taxi man. It's absolutely fantastic. And then the other thing that we've added in the last number of years was the food. Now, the history of Ireland in terms of Halloween is that we didn't have pumpkins, we had turnips. So people carve turnips, and they make their lanterns out of turnips. So we still embrace that. We have an old tradition of barmbrack, which is like a scone bread. And the uniqueness of barmbrack is that you buried gifts within it. So old rings, and they talk about eyeballs, but it's not actual eyeballs. It's a two-penny bit, as they call it, which is size of an eyeball. So those things are buried in the bread, and people love that experience where they break the bread and something drops out. So those things we very much celebrate in abundance in the city. So last year we were voted Destination Delicious because we had a haunted harvest market at Halloween. So really, there's so many elements to our city and our celebration. And then, of course, it culminates in the Halloween night itself, where we have a parade carnival with over 1,000 people participating. And we have a magnificent fireworks display over the River Foyle. River runs right through the city.
And Jacqueline, there's clearly only one place to be for Halloween.
Exactly.
That's Derry, Londonderry. So duly noted. And of course, the way to get there, Mary, is with Aer Lingus. And you've got a new award too, I saw.
Yes, but we don't want you to dress up as a vampire when you're boarding
on
Aer Lingus, please. You can do that when you get off.
The award is the world's newest four-star airline, which is really
tremendous news. Yes, we were very excited when Skytrax gave us the award last year, and we're the first Irish airline for that award ever to be given to. And so we're We're very happy. What can I say?
Well, you're also happy about the new planes, too.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. It's the new A330-300 aircraft. And actually on Canada, that will increase its seats this winter by 96%. So we're almost
doubling capacity. Yeah.
So we're very happy about that, that the Canadian community are actually supporting the route. And Ireland is such a great destination. To make it easier for Canadians to get there is it makes sense to us.
So. But also the convenient timings of the flights. I think that's so important when you're crossing the Atlantic.
Yes. Actually, we leave Canada at 5:55 in the evening. You arrive in Dublin the next day at 5:30 in the morning and depart Dublin 1:35 in the afternoon. And get to Toronto at 4:10.
So civilized.
Yes, it is. And actually, if you're flying in business class, when you arrive in Dublin, you can take advantage of the lounge that we have for arriving passengers. And you can have a shower. Meanwhile, you can order your breakfast. You can have your clothing pressed a little bit to look fresh if you're off to a quick start. So it's a very nice way to start the day. You don't feel tired.
You can also just hop on the next plane, the Aer Lingus plane, to other places within Ireland.
Yes. At the timing of the Canada flight, it feeds into the first wave of European departures. So it's very easy. You may only have an hour and a half connection time. So, and connecting through Dublin is very, very easy. It's quite pleasant, actually.
So how do you book? What's the easiest way to book?
The easiest way to book is, of course, call your travel agent or book on www.aerlingus.com.
Wonderful. Well, there are so many wonderful festivals. A trip to Ireland at any time of the year is going to be a great adventure. Thank you very much, Jacqueline, over there in Derry, Londonderry, for the inside story on the Irish origins of Halloween.
You're very welcome. We look forward to seeing you all some October.
Yeah, well, if you see a vampire talking with a Canadian accent, then you know who you're talking to.
Don't forget
the websites, ireland.com, aerlingus.com, and, of course, you can also go to the vacation store website as well. Go and have a look at some of the photographs of my own trips to Ireland. They're all on the Travel Show Pinterest site, which is linked to the Travel Show homepage at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. Keep listening as the party is going to continue here after the break, and we'll be finding out about the delicious food and unique music of Ireland. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, invites you to discover Ireland all year round. Ireland is always in season. Fly from Toronto or from 15 connection cities in Canada to Ireland. Aer Lingus will fly you there in affordable comfort. Travel November through March from Toronto to Dublin from $579 per person round trip. Visit ireland.com to start planning your trip. Then get the latest deals from aerlingus.ca. Jump into Ireland.
Did you know that Natural Calm Ionic Magnesium is the number one selling product out of 7,500 natural health products in the U.S.? Natural Calm helps with sleep, muscle pain, migraines, and heart health, and it is highly absorbable, better tasting, and the most loved form of magnesium on the market. Get yours today where natural health products are sold, or go to naturalcalm.ca for information and a free sample.
Natural Calm.
Proceeds go to organicsfororphans.org.
Stuff happens all the time on Consignment Heroes. Old stuff, neat stuff, and surprise, even rare stuff. It's up to experts Paul Kenny and his son Bogart to tell you which stuff is which, and you never know. Call in with your stuff on the next daring episode of Consignment Heroes this Sunday at 1 on Zoomer Radio.
Meanwhile, back in Cambridge, spot Paul and Bogart somewhere among the great antiques and nostalgia at the new Southworks Antiques. One of Canada's best antique malls just got better by moving to 73 Water Street. Get directions at southworksantiques.com.
We had a lot of rain this summer.
But it's always hot savings from Julio at Pollux Carpet Market.
I'm Julio.
Julio's forecast is no high pressure.
Because there's no commission salespeople at Pollux.
No commissions, no pressure.
And no warehouse fees.
Meaning you can save hundreds on your next Pollux purchase.
Just arrived from Belgium.
A full container of gorgeous wool broadloom.
The biggest deals on Roncesvalles.
Consumer's Choice Award winner.
Pollux Carpet Market.
Had you ever considered moving?
No, what we really wanted was more living space in the home we have. We didn't want to move.
So you got in touch with Royal Home Improvements.
And the first question we got was, why?
You mean, why a home addition?
They said it was important for them and for us to understand how we planned on using the extra space. That it leads to a better design.
Makes sense, right?
But it takes someone with experience to ask the right questions.
And Royal Home Improvements has been building trust since 1969.
Whether you decide to build up or build out, consult first with Royal Home Improvements about how to design extra living space that suits your needs.
So, your advice is?
Don't move for the wrong reasons. Maybe the home you're living in just needs to function better. That was the right move for us.
And to think, it all started with a phone call.
For a home addition that works for you and how you live, call Royal Home Improvements, 416-236-4400. Or visit royalhomeimprovements.ca.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Robinson, and welcome back to The Travel Show, where this week we're heading to the romantic and rolling hills of Ireland. Stay in a fabulous castle hotel, or spend the night in a cosy B&B to experience the warmth of the Irish people. Explore stunning scenery that has been the star of screen and TV, and enjoy vibrant cities like Dublin and Belfast. And immerse yourself in the culture of Ireland with eclectic festivals, wonderful music and delicious cuisine. And it's so easy to hop over the Atlantic on Aer Lingus's comfortable four-star service to Dublin. Aer Lingus will fly you there daily in summer, four times a week in winter, and gives you a lot of flexibility around the length of your stay for a short city break or a much longer vacation. We're in the company of Mary Herron from Aer Lingus and Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland. Dana, the cuisine, and my stomach is rumbling as I say this, the cuisine in Ireland is just going from strength to strength.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're not traditionally known as a foodie destination, but we absolutely are. You know, the food scene is blossoming right now with new microbreweries, gastropubs, craft distilleries, and some artisan eateries serving the freshest local ingredients.
Yeah, it's all focused, it seems to me, on the fresh, local, delicious ingredients.
Absolutely. If you take it back to the core, those lush green lands and the fact that the cows can graze 12 months a year, and you take that local produce and package it together with some really talented chefs, and it's bringing together a really vibrant food scene.
And you can get up close and personal with the food scene in Ireland too.
Definitely. So what better way to experience than sit by a turf fire at a traditional pub where you'll eat the freshest seafood and hear the Irish language, songs and stories. We also have excellent markets such as the English Market in Cork. There's a cafe in the market itself and they only use ingredients from the actual market, which is wonderful. We have St. George's Market in Belfast, which is the first stop for the Belfast food tour. So you can take in the market and then head off on the food tour from there.
Wonderful. There are some really hands-on ways, too, to experience the best of Irish cuisine.
Definitely. And for the chance to get your hands on the raw ingredients and craft some magic of your own, you can take in your pick of working farms. We have cozy cookery schools and many, many food festivals.
You can stay on some of the Irish farms, too, can't you?
That'd yes, be nice. You can. You can, definitely. Yep.
We've talked about many festivals already on the show, but we've got to talk about some of the food festivals, too.
Absolutely. So we have the Balmoral Show in May. We have Taste of Dublin in June, which is over four indulgent days in the city's latest, greatest and kind of hottest restaurants, each fashioned together exquisite signature dishes and allowing you to create your dream tasting menu at the ultimate foodie festival. And then in September, we have the Galway International Oyster and Seafood Festival. So that's one you definitely don't want to miss. And then getting into the holidays, we also have, and you may not know, we have many Christmas markets in Ireland, so an opportunity to take in some of the artisan, not only the crafts, but the food and the culture there as well.
I love the idea of Christmas markets in Ireland. I think that would be a lovely way to spend the holidays. Mary, we're talking about great food in Ireland, and that whole foodie experience really starts the moment you board the plane here in Toronto.
Yes, we on Aer Lingus we use all of the Irish produce, and our menus have been designed by the celebrity chef Clodagh McKenna, and she has worked with the Aer Lingus executive chefs to make sure that our guests, when they arrive on Aer Lingus, will have had that experience of a fine Irish meal on board.
Wow. Give you some examples, perhaps, just to assuage my rumbling stomach here.
One of the menus is the succulent steak, and you can actually order that whether you're sitting in business class or, well, you wouldn't order in business class, but...
You just get given it in business class.
Yeah, you do. But in economy class, you can actually order that,
right.
And it's an affordable $28. And with that, you would get belly cotton smoked salmon, served with cucumber pickle and a lemon and dill aioli, and that's accompanied by McCambridge's Irish brown bread. How Irish is that?
Oh, yes.
And that's followed by the succulent fillet of beef, which is served with a gratin dauphinois and cream spinach, mushrooms, and a red wine jus. Dessert is a delicious Glenfillan Farm Raspberry Panna Cotta. That's my favorite. And a Lily O'Brien sweet completes the meal along with tea and coffee. And that's served with your choice of red or white wine.
Okay. Business class or economy, whenever I fly next with you guys to Ireland, I'm having that. Well, Shakespeare in Twelfth Night said, if music be the food of love, play on. So let's now turn from food, perhaps, to music, which is such an intrinsic part of Irish culture.
Absolutely. So we're known for those warm, friendly pubs and just the music scene there. And traditional Irish music can become a real full body experience. So it makes you, you know, you want to dance and you want to clap and kind of join in on the fun there. And that's really what trad music is all about. So joining in and having some crack, or as we would say, fun that way. So.
Yes, that Irish crack is completely different to any other.
Yeah. Absolutely. Spelled C-R-A-I-C.
Yes, which is Gaelic, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah, a Gaelic word. Now, the traditional instruments have always fascinated me, and there are four or five types?
Yes, there's about five traditional Irish instruments that folks may not have heard of. So we have the Béarán, we have the Uilleann pipes, we have the Celtic harp, the fiddle, and the Irish bouzouki. So many different types of instruments that are indigenous to Ireland there.
The Irish bouzouki? Come on, you got to tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's a late addition to Irish traditional music that was actually adapted from a Greek instrument and brought to Ireland in the 1960s.
Right.
So it's not on like a giant mandolin.
Oh, okay. Now, as they always say, there's an app for that. And in Ireland, there's a festival for that because there are some great music festivals.
Yes, definitely. And one to put on the list absolutely is the Trad Fest coming up in January.
Right.
So it's the end of January.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Definitely. And it offers concert goers a unique opportunity to experience live music in some of Dublin's most historic places. So from the breathtaking St. Patrick's Cathedral to the grandeur of City Hall and some little hidden gems in between. So one to add to the list.
And Ireland is such a place of musicians too. It's generated some of the great names of music today.
Yes. And really, there's probably, you know, too many to mention. I know this is only an hour show, but just in Belfast alone, we have Van Morrison, who's arguably, you know, the city's biggest star, but there's also Belfast natives such as Ash and Snow Patrol who've made it on the international stage as well.
Wow. Well, the best way to experience the music and the food, of course, of Ireland is Aer Lingus's year-round service to Dublin. Flying from Toronto, but don't forget those great connections from Montreal too. What's the frequency of service, Mary?
In winter, we fly four times per week. During the summer season and spring, we go to a daily service. We connect Canadian cities, Calgary, Edmonton, Halifax, Montreal, Ottawa, Quebec City, Regina, Saskatoon, St. John's, Newfoundland.
So if you've got family and
yep.
you want to do a family, I mean, maybe a multi-generational trip or whatever to Ireland, everyone can come together quite easily and
yes.
get over. Yep.
Easy.
And the economy transatlantic service is, I think, better value than it's ever been.
With Erdlingas, yes, it is. There's no charge for seats unless you want a specific seat, and then there's a small fee for that. And one free piece of luggage, up to 50 pounds or 22 kilos. You have your personal seat back screens for entertainment, complimentary headsets, complimentary meals, and Wi-Fi in economy class is available at a very low cost. And in business class, of course, Wi-Fi is free. And we have the lie-flat sleeper seats now, which are very, very nice. And there's so much happening on the flight, you probably don't want to go to sleep anyway. But
it's such a short flight, too. Yeah. It's only 6 hours.
The ergonomic design of the new seat has great possibilities, and you have great storage solutions. So, you know, you bring on whatever you feel you're comfortable with that you want around you. And, of course, the food and the wine, which we've talked about. And you have a dedicated check-in area in Canada as you're departing, and also in Dublin when you arrive. And we'll take you to what we call the Revival Lounge in Dublin. And there you can order your breakfast, go for a shower, and have someone steam press your clothing.
It's all there. And if you want to book this wonderful service, how do you do that?
www.erdlingas.com or call your local travel agent.
Absolutely. The travel agents, of course, are your local experts.
Yes.
But our time to explore Ireland is over. I can't believe that hour has just flitted by, guys.
Because we're too quickly.
So when are we going?
soon as possible. And I know what I'm eating along your way, too.
Yes. And for Halloween.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Anna Mary, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
You.
It always is having you in the studio and talking about Ireland. The two websites, easyireland.com.
Ireland.com.
And Erdlingas.com.
And check out the Travel Show website for more information and links to all the websites and all the phone numbers that we've mentioned on the show. Join us next week for another travel experience. And in the meantime, do remember, there are only two kinds of people in this world. The Irish and those who wish that they were. Cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. If you are wondering what to do in the Toronto area this weekend, well, I suggest popping down to Ontario Place, which is welcoming guests to the Active Ontario Festival over this long weekend. The free admission festival will get visitors moving by celebrating many ways to get active and stay healthy. Highlights include performances by Dr. Draw, whose violinist stylings venture from rock and classical genre into the electronic music culture, and Michael Morales, whose alternative rap bridges the gap between the 90s hip-hop storytelling and modern production. There's a giant climbing wall which allows visitors to try out their rock climbing skills. There'll be a full-sized volleyball court where guests can learn the basic skills of Parasport Ontario volleyball, followed by live officiated games. Or bring your pup and indulge in a holistic and healing yoga class that uses instruction and simple movements for total relaxation. City Dance will be there, providing interactive dance classes complete with choreography and dance moves inspired from popular music videos. And if you haven't already discovered the new Trillium Park and the William G. Davis Trail located on the East Island of Ontario Place, well, come and experience this bike-friendly park as a relaxing stopover from your long weekend activities. Walk, jog, or take your dog, or pack a picnic and enjoy the 7 acres of green public space on the Toronto waterfront with its splendid views over the cityscape. Full details are available at ontarioplace.com. I leave today with a group of Travel Show listeners for a cruise with Avalon and Discount Coach Tours on the River Seine in France. We'll be visiting Claude Monet's gardens at Giverny, the medieval villages and abbeys of Normandy, the great city of Rouen with its associations of Jeanne d'Arc, the Normandy landing beaches, and of course, the uniquely romantic sights of the City of Light itself, Paris in all its glory. I'll share our experience on the Travel Show blog, and I highly recommend river cruising as a really wonderful, relaxing way of seeing many of the wonders of Europe. The deal of the week is a great value offer to get you off on your journey to explore all the delights of the Emerald Isle that we've been discussing on the Travel Show. Aer Lingus have a special offer currently for flights from Toronto to Dublin, Ireland, from just $579 per person, round trip, taxes and fees included, for travel from November through March of next year. There are blackout dates and other terms and conditions, so go to aerlingus.com for all the details and see for yourself what we've been talking about, that Ireland is the perfect off-season destination in Europe. Next week on The Travel Show, we're going to give you the inside scoop on Canada's leading vacation company, with holiday options from airfares to southbound all-inclusive resorts to cruises. Transat has some great promotions in the market, and we'll get the news straight from the Transat spokesman on the show. We'll hear about hot new destinations, amazing deals, and we'll be finding out about Transat's best-kept secret, its fabulous cruise program. Drop in at the Chris Robinson TravelShow.com website for the details of this show, and while you're there, check out the link on the homepage to the Travel Show Facebook page, where I'll be posting from my trip with Zuma Radio listeners aboard an Avalon River cruise ship on the River Seine in France. And of course, don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zuma Radio as we cruise the seven seas with Transat on The Chris Robinson Travel Show.